You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Hi, I'm Pastor David Wendell, Assistant to the Bishop for Ministry and Ecumenism in the North American Lutheran Church. This is A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a scripture-centered devotional for members and friends of the North American Lutheran Church. By way of introduction, let me point out that we're now preparing to step over the liturgical threshold of Ash Wednesday into the holy season of Lent. We'll all benefit by additional time, if brief, spent reading God's Word, meditating on it, and responding to it. And this is the aim of the Lenten devotional booklet, to stimulate regular, personal, daily time in the scriptures in an easy-to-use format that encourages faithfulness. We also hope that these brief readings and meditations will help those not used to daily Bible reading to begin, at least during the season of Lent. Maybe you'll continue on with scripture reading after Easter. In 2018, we introduced, together with our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and Lutheran Church Canada sisters and brothers, a three-year daily Bible reading calendar. We work together with our LCMS and LCC consultation because we all acknowledge a lack of knowledge of the Bible in our churches. You can find the daily Bible reading guide on the front page of the NALC website. There are readings listed for each day in a three-year cycle. If you complete the 3 years, you will have read through the entire Bible. Also posted on the website with the daily calendar are weekly readings from the book Luther on Scripture by Johann Michael Roy. Maybe you'll add those readings to your daily devotional time during Lent and Holy Week. It is meaningful and insightful to learn how Martin Luther understood Holy Scripture. The daily readings during Lent and Holy Week come from several books in a mostly continuous series, although I choose readings from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The readings also depart at times from the continuous readings to fit special days such as Ash Wednesday and Easter. You'll also note that in a few instances, the assigned reading may be edited or shortened. This is for no other reason than to make the reading and the devotion fit the allotted space. I hope you'll read the entire passage in your own Bible. As with all personal devotional practices, and especially during the season of Lent, approach these readings with grace. If you miss a day or two, catch up when you have time. Bible reading, meditation, and prayer are gifts of God to be enjoyed in freedom, not guilt or compulsion. Of course, we wish to be faithful in our devotional disciplines, but when we stumble, we get up, and by God's grace, we begin again. There's no prize or award for keeping your devotional routine pure and without blemish. You may be reading these devotions in booklet form provided by your congregation or printed on your own printer at home. They're also available on the NALC website or through social media, and they're available as recorded video, as you see. Consult the NALC website for information on how to find these various formats. Our intention is to make your devotional time as convenient as possible, realizing that it's all too easy for time in scripture and devotion to be squeezed out of our busy days. May our love for Holy Scripture and our knowledge of the Bible grow in some small way as we take a Lenten walk together through the Word.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.